Good morning, happy Mother's Day, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Beautiful day to worship the Lord, and an absolutely wonderful time of worship and song. Thank you for sharing your musical gifts with us. Beginning in Proverbs chapter 31, in verse 10, we read, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Here in the 31st chapter of Proverbs, we have a poetic description of what it means to be a virtuous woman. Literally, a wife of valor. Now, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31 is 22 verses long. Now, there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and each verse starts with one of those letters as you read from right to left. This is similar to the 119th Psalm, where each of the eight verse stanzas begins with a Hebrew letter. And so, as the Hebrews would read it, the 31st chapter of Proverbs, in the verses we've read this morning, reads as the A to Z of what it means to be a virtuous woman, literally a wife of valor. So from A to Z, there you have it. Now in our sermon proper this morning, we're going to be focusing on particular verses. All of verse 28 and the latter part of verse 30. First, the duties of children. So if you're a child here this morning, and we're all the child of our mother, then verse 28a speaks to you this morning. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Secondly, the duties of husbands. Now, if you're married and you have a wife, let us apply this. Her husband also, and he praises her. Third, we will consider the first duty of women. The first duty of a woman. And we have it here in verse 30b. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. What kind of woman is worthy of praise? The woman who fears the Lord. Finally, we'll speak some words to those who are in difficult family circumstances right now. And then we'll conclude with the ways in which how we might all apply our text this morning. Kind of wrap it up and tie it all together for us, because we're going to be going in a few different directions. First, the duties of children. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Now, this does not happen often enough naturally. Or we would not be told, we would not need to be told to do it. So the Lord has to command us to honor our own mother. For there are times when we as children, as sons and daughters, don't have the good sense to do it ourselves without a little prompting and prodding. So the Lord prods us, and our family hopefully prods us, and the fact that we've got Mother's Day typed into our calendars hopefully will give us a little kick in the behind as well. Her children rise up. That is, they actively make the effort to let mom know that she is appreciated. Not only on the second Sunday of May, I hope, but throughout the year. What little effort is it to rise up and make a weekly phone call and at least an occasional visit, as the Lord in time allows? If you don't have time, you're probably doing something with your time that ought not to be done. So leave the other thing undone and take the time to honor she who has given birth to you and raised you at great sacrifice to herself. There may come a time, or there may have already come a time in your life where these options are not as available to you as they once might have been. Your mom will live out her days or the last of her years in such a case in sadness. And guess what? You will live with regret. Notice what it is that children ought to do. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Now, you have much to be thankful for towards mom. If I gave you a gift, you probably wouldn't hesitate to thank me. And yet I've only given you a gift once or twice. But your mom has given you the gift of life and many other gifts beyond measure. Why then would you deprive the woman who bore you in her womb and sacrificed her time and her energy in her best years of appropriate and reasonable thanksgiving. It is enough. Now a word to husbands. Her husband also, and he praises her, we read. Her husband also what? Well, we take it back to the antecedent, to the beginning of the verse. Her husband also rises up, takes the initiative, makes an effort to honor his wife. We're dealing with virtuous women in general here, but the Hebrew reads the wife of valor, so we're dealing with wives in particular. So as men, as husbands, let us take this to heart. Yes, I know that you work long, that you work hard, and you just want to gear down sometimes and enjoy your day, your days off, doing what you want to do. But to this, I say, you signed up for this. You signed up for this when you stood at that altar. And your time and your life is no longer your own. The command is this: husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. In other words, love sacrificially. Well, says one, I have prayed for my marriage. I have done what I could. Now, therefore, I've done enough. I can rise up and praise her no longer. Peter, from the grave, answers you this way. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them, that is, the wife, with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. So if you pray often for your wife and for your marriage, and you don't take any steps to cultivate your marriage, it'll be no wonder when your marriage winds up in shambles over time. So the best form of praise is proven in action. And there are not many things we might praise our wives for. Are there not many notable qualities in the lives of the ladies who have been and are significant in our lives? Is there not one? Now the first duty of women. Verse 30b. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. A healthy love and respect for God is implicit in the first commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. In this sense, the first duty of women is the same as that of men. Gentlemen, you shall have your turn. But today, this word is addressed to the ladies in the assembly. The woman who fears the Lord. has many characteristics that are easily seen and readily praised. The woman who cultivates her walk with God lives a simple, hardworking, and peaceful life, like she in our larger context. We read Proverbs 31 in its entirety, or at least the majority of it, earlier this morning. Further, the woman who fears the Lord operates under the influence of God the Holy Spirit and exhibits the fruit of the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. The woman of God, the godly woman, the virtuous woman, the virtuous wife, is not insistent upon having her own way all the time, or rebellious towards her husband, or, if she is still at home, rebellious towards her father. Let your relationship with your father be your training ground for the greater relationship that you will have one day when you leave your mother and father and cleave to your husband. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, the woman who operates outside of the fear of the Lord makes life miserable for everyone else in her household. As it is written, better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Ladies, let that not be said of you. Now, a few words to those in difficult family circumstances. Maybe your upbringing or your past or your present marriage is less than perfect. Maybe it stinks. And you're having trouble relating to some of the things that I've said this morning. The divine advice is this: repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. And we can start practicing that at home, amen? And more than this, for your own peace and for the sake of the testimony of Jesus Christ, go the extra mile. Finally this morning, I wish to call to your attention the fact that you have not and cannot obey all of these things perfectly. No child other than Jesus Christ ever honored his or her mother perfectly. No man has ever praised his wife perfectly. No woman has ever conducted her life perfectly. So as children, as husbands, and as wives, we've all messed up. If any of us are to do any better, we must recognize the fact that we fail, that we're all sinners, and that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short of the divine standard. We have to be able to say that all have made mistakes, and that includes me. We must be humble enough to admit that we need help. And God stands at the ready this morning to provide that help. Do you want to be a better child? Do you want to be a better son or daughter towards your mother? Does mom deserve a little more? Jesus can help. You want to be a better husband? You want to be a better wife? Invite Jesus into your marriage. And he can and he will help. Takes two to do that. You want to be a better woman of God? You want to be more like this Proverbs 31 woman and less like the woman whose family congregates together on the corner of the housetop? Jesus can help you too. So if you need help today, I invite you to pray with me now. Dear Heavenly Father, we've all failed in many ways. Lord God, we thank you for the reminder that Mother's Day is. We thank you, Lord, for our mother. Thank you for our wives and our children and all of those important women in our lives that you've placed there. Lord God, help me as I relate to others in my life. And if there are any this morning who really don't know how to ask for help or how to pray, join me after this manner. God, I'm a sinner, and I'm not perfect. And there are things in my life, relationships in my life, that need to be restored. And sometimes I just don't know how to do it. Lord God, you said that any who come to you through your Son Jesus Christ won't be turned away. So I'm coming to you now. I need that relationship, not just for today, but for all of my days that you've promised through Jesus Christ, through his work on the cross, his death, his resurrection, all of these things that have made it possible to have that relationship. And Lord God, help me to know this and to be secure in that and to be reminded day by day that I might get my relationship with you, God, straight so that the other things in my life might be able to fall into place in good ways. And not get messed up over and over again as they've been when I've tried my own ways. Lord God, we thank you for hearing this prayer and hearing all our prayers. May the result of this teaching this morning be that the women in this assembly and the women who are related to the people in this assembly, especially the moms, receive their due honor this morning. And that in this, all glory goes to your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.